Monday, February 24th, was a day of determination and purpose. A passionate crowd gathered at Barrie City Hall, braving the cold to stand together for a cause that mattered. Advocates, activists, and concerned citizens, bundled up against the weather, came with a shared goal: to push for stronger animal welfare laws. Side by side, they called for faster response times from animal welfare services, AWS, tougher penalties for repeat offenders, and meaningful changes to prevent ongoing neglect and abuse. On February 4, the OPP alerted AWS about the dire conditions of horses at an Oro Medonte location. Reports described a heartbreaking scene: suffering, emaciated animals without resources or reserves to survive. Despite the urgency of the situation, AWS did not visit the property for the first time until February 12. Yes, really, it took 8 days for officers to check on the 16 horses for the first time. Even more alarming, the horses were not removed until February 20, 16 days after the initial report, raising serious concerns about the province's animal welfare services' effectiveness and accountability. This protest was not just about policy, it was about justice. Justice for those who cannot speak for themselves, justice for the many horses who have suffered under inadequate protections. Among the many victims of this failure was Seattle Sunrise, a 5-year-old thoroughbred relinquished by a local woman to Crystal Mitchell and Summer Secord. Seattle Sunrise celebrated his 5th birthday, a milestone that should have been the beginning of a long, healthy life. But the very next day, he passed away, his body pushed beyond its limit. Although he was given care, warmth, and love in his final hours, it was not enough to undo the irreversible damage inflicted upon him. His loss became a devastating symbol of the failures within the current system and a call to action for those demanding change. At the heart of this movement were two powerful voices, Summer Secord and Crystal Mitchell of Soft Landings at Echo Valley Farms in Oro Medonte. Their tireless advocacy, their grief, and their relentless pursuit of change. Summer, in particular, stood with an unshakable spirit, channeling her pain into purpose, ensuring that Seattle Sunrise's loss would not be in vain. She spoke with conviction, educating and advocating so that no other horse would suffer the same fate. Among those deeply moved by the local case was event organizer Jim Horn, who spoke with raw emotion about the moment he realized he could no longer stand by in silence. His heart, broken by the suffering he had witnessed, became the catalyst for action. The tragic image of a newborn foal left to die in a cold, drafty, ramshackle barn compelled him to take action, refusing to let another innocent life be lost due to neglect and indifference. But the voices of this movement did not just come from Barrie alone. Supporters traveled from across the province to stand in solidarity, proving that this fight extends far beyond city limits, each echoing the same injustices, the same systemic failures, and the same desperate need for reform. A community, ignited by compassion, came together to demand that laws protect animals, not abusers. They demanded the system no longer allows repeat offenders to manipulate loopholes while innocent creatures suffer. It is critical that necessary reforms are implemented to prevent such failures from happening again. No animal should ever be left to suffer due to bureaucratic inaction. Act fast, not last. Seattle Sunrise mattered. Justice can't be shattered.